This is tape two, side one of an interview with Laura Kiesler. You were talking about the people down lower in Anderson County. So it was the white people who owned the land.
Yeah, they was mostly down lower that way.
And the black people.
They had
people.
These big farms down, you know, and I guess, I don't know what they've done with them, but the McGee's and different people, you know, down in there, they was big time farmers. And they had hundreds of people staying on the land and whatnot.
So you were talking about then the white people who worked for them leaving and the Klan not being very happy about that.
Now the black people that lived there, they, you know, they had them on the farm down there working. And a lot of them was leaving out, you know, and going somewhere else because they couldn't make a living for themselves.
Was that about the same time your father quit farming too?
When things got tight and you wasn't, you know, the droughts and things and you wasn't getting a lot for your crops, the prices on them had dropped, you know, and all of that.
So that would be, what, the 1920s or 30s?
It would be in the 20s.
After the Civil War, way back before your time, the Klan was very active in Anderson County, too. Did you hear much about that while you were growing up?
No, I sure didn't. We never got into none of that. I mean, it didn't get to where we were here. But as I said, down below Anderson, down towards Lawrence, and, you know, down that way, I've heard a lot of it, you know, just heard of it, you know, of them being down in there.
There are also, for all sorts of times, a fair number of stories about white men and black girls.
That's right, yeah.
Was much of that happening around here?
Well, no, because they weren't supposed to go in these places, and so far, they didn't have no... having any of them going in those places that they didn't want them.
So none of your friends or people from around here
have gotten into any of that.
Did, as a young girl, did your mother give you particular warnings about white men?
Yes, and to not, these places that they had signed to not go in, don't bother going in them.
Oh, you're talking about segregated facilities.
Yeah, uh-huh.
What about,
But as far as I heard my mother talk that about people's working for a family or something like that, the women, they had no control because they had to, I mean, the men, if they wanted them, they got them, you know, sexually, but, and it wasn't nothing to it. It was just a regular thing because I married into a family. The Kieslers. That's the name from the white Kieslers. Mm-hmm. Nobody other Kieslers lived. When you hear Kiesler, you know it's from that family. Because the mother never did marry. She just stayed there and did the work in the house, and she raised her family there by the boss of the house.
So her children were all her...
all of them was
bosses. Her boss fathered all of her children.
Children, yeah. I married into that family.
That was your husband's mother?
My husband's father's mother. She never married. She raised all those children. By the master of where she was working at. And it happened several other places like that. But it wasn't no right about it. It was just something they did. And I mean, they didn't get out to their own color to... even do no nothing like that. If they was working for the master, that's where they stayed there. And they worked there.
But they had their own separate house.
They had their separate house raising their children.
And the boss man would have had his own house, a wife and children.
Wife
by her.
And children, that's right.
Did he acknowledge that these others were his children too?
I'm sure he did because he left an estate for them.
Fair amount of property.
That's right. That's
Do you have any idea how the children by the white wife and the black woman got along? Would they?
I don't know. I never heard them talk about that. I mean, it seemed like to me she was, must have been happy they were working there.
You were talking about this in your husband's family. Did you know it in lots of other families?
No, not that many children. She had a lot of children.
What about after you came along, even in the 20s and 30s or later, there's still lots of stories about.
No, they came out from under that. I mean, if a black woman was working in a place like that, I never knew that to happen up in my days. I mean, they left and went away if the things wasn't right there. They didn't stay there to work.
Back about the time you were a real young child, the Anderson newspaper used to talk a lot about Negro hot suppers.
Mm-hmm.
Did those go on around here?
They used to have some sometime, different places.
What were they like?
I couldn't go. I didn't go. I was too young.
Why were you too young to go to them? What were they like?
Well, they just maybe drink and, you know, and eat and have a big time sale, you know, different things, chilling, all kind of stuff like that.
Was it the drinking that you weren't supposed to be going to these to see? Or?
Yeah, well, my mother didn't allow me to go to those places.
Did she go?
No.
So, was it sort of something that was not quite on the up and up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So people like your mother, who considered herself a good church woman, wouldn't go?
No, she didn't go. She didn't go.
Would she or your neighbors talk about the people who did go?
Well, they didn't think it was not a good life to live, you know. Because sometimes they would get to fighting. They wouldn't kill nobody, but they would get to fighting sometimes. They would get more than what they needed. I would hear about it. But that's it, though.
Do you have any idea how many people would go to these things?
Well, it wasn't a whole lot. You know, maybe about, I'd say maybe 50 people or something like that.
Well, your folks didn't do that. They did go to the camp meetings. What other types of things did you and your family do for fun?
Well, we'd go out for, you know, like Sunday school, we'd have picnics, and we would have Children's Day at our churches once a year, and we would all eat there and have a big time there and sing and speak and all that stuff like that. Different things, little things like that, but we weren't allowed to go into these places where they didn't have good orders.
What about, I assume there were county fairs down in Anderson?
Yeah, I used to go to the fair.
Were those designated as white and colored days of the fair?
No, it wasn't designated, but places that, you know, maybe you didn't go in or something like that.
When the fair was held, would there be only white days and only black days, or could you go any day?
When I was going, you could go any day.
Was that a big social activity for people?
Yeah, but everybody seemed to have gotten along all right. I didn't have no problem at that time.
It was a long trip back then, like you said, by buggy. Did your family go in for any other types of entertainment?
I used to go. I remember I didn't go, but I don't think I did. Ringling and Brothers, you know, used to come through once a year, and you could go and see that. They would take the wagons and take the children to see those different acts.
Would that be available for white and black at the same time?
Yeah, but you'd have a portion where you would sit. That's it with that.
What about picture shows? Did you get to go to any of those?
Yeah, I went a few times, not many times. I didn't bother going to that.
In Anderson?
Yeah. But,
did they have picture shows in Pendleton?
Yeah, they had it in Pendleton, too. Yeah.
And different seating?
Yeah, different seating, so I didn't go there. You know, because I spent most of my younger days in the cities where it didn't matter. I didn't care about going, you know. They'd have a little attic like where you sit in, and I just didn't go.
Did that bother you?
I guess it did, because I didn't go. I wouldn't go. But I loved the movies, because I used to go all the time when we was living in the city.
So you did a lot more of that when you were up in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I was just free when I was young like that, you know, I mean, to go wherever I wanted to go. So it didn't matter with me.
You're talking a little bit before about your husband's family. What was your husband's name?
Henry Keesler. My husband was named Henry Keesler.
When did you get married?
In 28.
So you were 16 at the time?
Yeah, I was young.
Did they live around here?
Yes, the family lived. That's what I say. Their father The Keesler father left an estate for each child.
What were your husband's parents' names?
Benjamin Keesler and Robbie. Hopper Keesler.
Robbie was his mother's name.
Yes, yeah, my husband's mother's name. And his father was named Benjamin.
And which one of them? Benjamin was the son of his mother's
father.
Boss?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were all of those kids in fairly light complected?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was dark complexion, but all of the children was light complexion.
Was that Keesler family about the only light complected family around here?
No, others was mixed light. Because my grandmother, Sarah, was a mulatto.
So, do you think her father would have been her master from slavery days? Or?
It must have been. Mm-hmm. Because she was a straight of mulatto. But the children was all different colors because my grandfather, Larkin, he was a dark complexion. He was, must have been down the lower state somewhere down there, Charleston or somewhere down there.
Did there seem to you to be any difference in complexion among people here or in Charleston or elsewhere? Or?
I guess those, they said those Charlestonians mostly came from over African, I guess they came over, you know. That's how it got started mixing around over here.
Do you think more mixing occurred down in Charleston or up here or about the same?
That was where they came in at, you know. They brought them in there to work there, I guess, and, you know, and then they strayed off from where they was on among the different states, you know.
How did people, when you were a child, think about skin tone? Were lighter complected people or darker complected people treated any differently, or was it?
Well, I don't think so. Not of my family, because we are dark and light. Because on account of our grandparents, my mother, grandmother, you know, they was all mixed. My father and his family was all mixed.
You were talking about Benjamin Keesler's father leaving them an estate. Did these people who were lighter complected tend to get more material advantages because of it?
I wouldn't think so.
It just happened in their case.
It just happened, yeah. Uh-huh. I don't seem to think so. Because they was well thought of, I mean, just like any other families were, you know. But they didn't seem to think that they was any more than any other family, you know.
What about the white people around? Do you think they treated the lighter complected people differently from the darker? Or?
Maybe they did. Some did, I guess.
But, more favorably?
Yeah, some did. But
do you remember specifically seeing any of that, or just?
No. Because, as I said, I grew up not color, yeah. Not race color. Because I got it when I was real young, you know, and it never bothered me, you know. Because I, you know, when I was in the city, I had a lot of friends.
How did you and your husband meet? Was that at one of your camp meetings, or?
No, that was just a normal. I knew the family. And we just got started getting together like that.
Did you date other fellows before you two got married?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Picked him out of all the lot.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you get married at your church?
No, I just went to the minister and got married at his house and back home and went to housekeeping.
Did you have time or money for a honeymoon?
No, didn't go to no honeymoon.
We were talking also about your time. Well, let me ask you one more thing about your husband. Where did you two set up housekeeping?
In Pendleton.
In the town?
Yeah.
What was he doing then?
He was working at the oil mill, Pendleton oil mill.
And were you working too?
No, I was just a housewife.
And how many children did y'all have?
Two children.
And where are they now?
My daughter, one daughter, lives here with me.
Her name is?
Eleanor.
And the other?
My daughter lives here with me. She's never been married. Mm-hmm. But the other one, young one, lives in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Sounds like Pittsburgh's been a big mecca for your family.
It is. I have more relatives in Pittsburgh than I have in any other state.
Was this fairly typical, do you think, with lots of families moving up north?
Well, I guess normally when some went there, I don't remember who was the first family that was there, but anyway, my family, my two brothers, and my two sisters was living in Pittsburgh. After they married, they went there. And so normally we went up to stay, my mother and dad. I was the only one at home then, so I went. That's where I went to school at, finished school at. And they just kept, you know, different ones of the family coming there and different things until we just have a big family in Pittsburgh. That's all.
Philadelphia, where I live now, has also been a big city for Southern black people moving up.
The yeah.
Afro-American Museum has a big exhibit right now.
Yeah.
Let this be your home. Mm-hmm. Do you think you got a much better education by being in Pittsburgh?
I do. I know it. That's where I got my education.
But you had finished by the time you were 16?
No. I like in 1 year of finishing.
But as much as you had was before
about,
you got
just
there.
About a year. Maybe about a half a year of finishing after I got married.
What kind of education had your husband had?
Just normally. I mean, he didn't have a real good education.
What age? Did he go through the eighth grade, or do you know?
No, I don't think so. He just had very little education because they were sharecrop farmers. He didn't get to go to school too much, mostly.
So
he could read and write, but I mean, you know, he just didn't have the education.
You said they were sharecrop, but they must have had some land, too, because you said that
sharecroppers with someone else. You
but
know,
you said that Benjamin, I thought, had left the Keesler some land.
They had some land, but they didn't live on that land. They on the acreage that they left. Not this family did. Some of them still own it because it's just here near me.
You said they were sharecropping other places. What did they do with the land they owned?
It just was there. My father-in-law, he sold his to one of the brothers at that time. So it's part of the family still living there.
About how old was your husband when he first started working for the oil company in Pendleton?
He must have been, I guess, about 16 or 17, about 17.
About the time you got married.
Yeah, he was working there before I got married.
That surely could not have paid very good wages.
No.
How did the two of you manage to survive on what he made?
Well, we just, as I said, I was back and forth, you know, to my father and mother here who was making gardens and whatnot, and I would come and get stuff and can it and put it up, you know. That's what I was used to, putting it up and helping to survive over with that, you know. And everything was cheap at that day, at that time, because we bought a car during that, the next year too after marriage.
So that helped a lot, hauling all this stuff back and forth, too.
Yes, the food part. And
what kind of car did you get?
We had got an A-model. That was because he had a T-model when we first married. And we got an A-model car.
Do you remember where you bought it? In Pendleton?
Yes, on Pendleton.
On time?
Yeah. Couldn't afford it, not cash.
How long did it take to pay it off?
Oh, a couple of more, yeah. I guess about 3 years, I guess.
When you and your husband got married, were you having to rent a place in Pendleton?
Yes, uh-huh. I was renting a house at home.
What part of town was that in?
Right near the railroad, near the overhead bridge there.
Not too far then from the place where your
right
husband
there.
Was working.
He walked right out the door and walked down to the oil mill.
Did y'all stay on in the same house, or did you change after a while?
Stayed there a while, and then we moved to Clemson. Mm-hmm. Stayed up there a while.
Did?
And then he switched from the oil mill there to up at Central oil mill up there. So therefore, we stayed up there for a while, and then he left and went to New York. And I went up there later.
What kind of work did he do up there?
Well, different types. He was doing working in the laundry up there at first, and then he did longshoreman.
Did you work when you were in New York?
Yes, I did.
Doing what?
I worked in the laundry where he worked there for a while, and then I worked in a factory making garments until I left them. Came back home because my parents got kind of sick, and I came back home to see after them.
Well, obviously you were doing a lot of work while you were taking care of later your parents, but earlier while you were canning all the food. Did you work for money before you went up to New York?
I started doing, I was doing housework, you know. That was about all they had, you know, around then, mostly was housework. Very few was working, and they hadn't started bringing these meals and things down here then.
Did you do that any in Pendleton?
Pendleton and Clemson.
About what type of wages would you get?
Huh, you kidding. $2 and $4 a week. The last job I was on, I was getting $4 a week, $4.50. And I was sleeping in at that time a lot, you know.
Would you work every day for the same family?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a week. Mm-hmm. Man.
What would that involve? Cleaning? Cooking?
Cooking. Doing everything.
Taking care of the kids?
Yeah, housekeeping.
So you were helping with the children as well?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us what types of things your employers were doing? Were they, for example, at Clemson working for the college or?
Yeah, well, I worked for a doctor for the college. He was a college, Milford, Dr. Milford.
Mm-hmm.
His wife was a nurse, a professional nurse. They had two children. And then the other was just regular housework, you know.
When you were doing housework, either for the Milfords or for in these other families, was the wife doing any housework too, or did you wind up with all
no,
of it?
No, she was. I was working there every day, except maybe I'd be off on a couple of Sundays or something like that.
So it was literally a week, not just 5 days.
Just a week, yeah. Between two meals a day.
Did life seem better or easier when you went to New York?
Well, I went there after my husband went there and got a regular job. Then I went there. It was better because I made more money there. And I could take care of myself better there. And my children, too, I had two daughters.
About what age were they at that time?
Well, one was 12. And the other one was 6, I believe.
Was this, I gather, during World War II?
Yeah, the war was going on. World War II was going on when I went up there in 40.
And some of that was what, I guess, helped to provide the extra jobs,
yes,
too.
Yes, uh-huh.
Remember what kind of wages you were making up there?
Oh, yeah. That was so much different. Saying I would make around $60-something dollars a week. And that was much better, $60-70-something a week.
Did you live in Manhattan? Or?
I lived in Brooklyn, but I worked in New York.
In Manhattan?
Yeah.
What part of Brooklyn?
I don't forget the borough that I was in, but it was in Brooklyn.
Was it a black or an integrated neighborhood?
I was living in a black neighborhood.
And I guess your girls were going to school up there, too.
Yeah.
Black or integrated school?
It was integrated.
Did you think they had any better school or different or about the same as you had in Pittsburgh?
Yes, it runs about the same, yeah. Because my youngest daughter, she graduated from junior high, and then I came back home to take care of my parents and everything. So she finished high school here, and then she went back up there, went to Pittsburgh and went to college and finished up there. So it was quite the same.
What was your reaction the first time you got on a New York City subway?
Oh, I didn't like it too much. When I first went there, I didn't think I'd stay, but after my husband had a good job there, well, we stayed there. So I've rode them though, the L's and the subway. Every day that's the way I got to work.
What type of church did you go to in Brooklyn?
Baptist. Ebenezer Baptist Church.
Was it in Philadelphia and other places, there were often churches that were predominantly of Southerners that had moved north. Was that the kind of church you went to?
Well, I know all those mostly predominantly was blacks.
But was it mostly people who've been there a long time or Southerners
some
who just moved
and
up?
Some just moved and joined me, you know. There was a big church. Big church.
Did you ever go to Abyssinian Baptist?
Uh-huh. Sure did.
And I imagine 125th Street had gotten to be fairly popular by the time you were there.
Well, I worked over there near 125th Street, so I was well acquainted with over there. I was over there quite a bit.
Now, you said I thought that you were working for a factory. Was it in that area?
In that area, yeah.
Did your family ever get to go to any entertainment places around there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's start from the time you were much younger and whenever. Who were some of the first black entertainers or popular figures you remember running across, either here or Pittsburgh or up in New York?
In New York, because when I was in Pittsburgh, I was young. I didn't go out to things like that, the entertainment of that type. But after I went to, when I went to New York, I was there for 10 years in New York. And I would go out to some of these entertainments.
Who were some of the popular singers?
Oh, my goodness, what all the old
musicians.
Old musicians. I don't know. I don't think about them now, but I did like all of the old musicians back then. It's all famous. Used to go out, have parties there.
Did you ever, in this area, hear any well-known black leaders, politicians, preachers, educators who would have come from elsewhere to speak?
Yeah, we still have some each year, mostly coming from the northern parts, you know, and coming down, and we have it, have a week of it, you know, through the Baptist churches now.
You're talking, though, about things fairly recently, as opposed to when you were growing up or working.
Now, yeah, but when I was growing up, I mean, we didn't have that then, but it probably, we came down to where we have these weekly services, and it's combined of the 35 or 40 churches which is involved to different places, you know, but they all, it's a Baptist convention. We have a week of it now.
Apparently, your daughters would have first gone to school in what, Clemson or Central?
No, they first went to school out here.
In
right here.
Right here.
In the community.
And then did they go later on in Pendleton or?
No, they went to New York and they was there for 10 years.
So whenever you were working at Clemson or elsewhere, did they stay here with your mother?
My mother, yeah.
This would have been probably 20 years after you went to school here. Was it a better school by then?
Yeah, they was having longer terms, I would say.
Do you think the teachers were any better?
The teachers was better, too, because they had to have these exams, you know, to let the government know that they was up to teaching, you know. Because before that, people would teach, you know, maybe with a little high school education, maybe, something like that.
How did your daughters react then to going to school in New York? Did they think it was any more difficult?
Oh, no. Well, but they did well, though, you know. They made good grades there. And my daughter now, she has good education. She's working for Weston House in Pittsburgh.
How long did your mother live? You said the girls were staying with her.
Well, they just stayed there for maybe a year or something like that, because after I decided to go to New York, I picked them up and carried them on up there with me.
How late did she, when did she die?
My mother passed in 1952.
And your father?
And 1958.
So they lived, both of them, to be a fairly old age.
My mother was 80-something and my dad was 91.
Seemed to have been black or white. A lot of people who managed to live to an older age around here.
Yeah, then. Yeah, seemed like.
Wonder why.
I don't know. I wasn't made out of that material. I don't think I'll make it that.
Well, you're doing right well now, I think, so you might well.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting to a place where I don't think like I once have thought, you know.
You mentioned before the family Bible. If you can get it, why don't we look at that for a few minutes?
Let me see what's in that Bible. You wanted to know when they was born, huh?